Hey friend, welcome to the Ashley O Show. My name is Ashley O'Connor and I started this podcast when I became a nurse because I wanted a space where I could be honest about my experience caring for others. I knew I couldn't be alone. I'm talking about the fear, the obstacles, the trauma, and the challenges of working insane shifts, learning more than I thought possible, witnessing the most heart-wrenching and the most beautiful moments in a life, and doing it all while trying to take care of myself. Everyone said it was impossible to be healthy as a caregiver and I just refused to accept that as a reality. Now, I am living as a registered nurse turned health, fitness, and career coach for my fellow nurses and caregivers who are trudging through the same mud, trying to solve the mystery of how to stay healthy in a world that is telling you to put yourself last. The Ashley O Show is a space where nurses and caregivers come together to understand that their identity extends beyond the humans that they care for, where the hardest workers in the room can have honest and authentic conversations about what is holding them back and the changes needed to move forward. I am here to help you fit nutrition, fitness, and self-care into a life built around 12-hour shifts. It doesn't have to be complicated. It's definitely going to be scary, but it's also going to be more beautiful than you ever imagined. So it's time we commit to putting ourselves first, chasing uncertainty, and building stronger lives, careers, bodies, and minds than we thought possible. I'm so glad that you're here, and I cannot wait to see the ways in which we change the world. Welcome back, my friend. So happy to have you here. I want to dig into a topic that I think can get confusing and often is complicated online when it doesn't need to be. We're talking about how to create a calorie deficit that actually works. And when I say works, I mean that it serves you for the long run, not that it's going to give you overnight success or a quick fix or a 6-week shred. That's not what we're talking about. That is not what we do here. We have all heard the idea that weight loss and fat loss is all about calories in versus calories out, right? How many times have we just been force-fed the idea that all we need to do is eat less calories in order to lose weight? That's that simple. All we have to do is consume less and burn more, and that's it. And at its core, that is technically true in the sense that we need to be burning more calories than we consume, right? Like basic level, yes, that is how you lose weight, is by creating that deficit. But the science behind it and how this actually works is far more complicated than calories in versus calories out. Because what that does, that narrative in general, is that it puts the blame just on you, that you are eating too much and not exercising enough. And for some people, that is where we start and that is what we have to focus on. But it's not just about those two components. Because if it was, every woman out there who has been told that she should be eating 1,200 calories would be losing weight at a rapid pace. And that's not what's happening. To understand this, I want to quickly go back to the basics of metabolism. So for our purposes here, calories in is just going to encompass what you consume on a daily basis. That's the food you eat. But the calories that you burn is a little bit more complicated. There are a few parts. We've talked about them on this podcast before, but I'm just going to briefly go through them here again really quick. So when it comes to your total daily energy expenditure, so TDEE, there are four components. One is your basal metabolic rate. This is the largest component of the calories that we burn every single day. And this is basically the calories that we burn just existing to keep you alive. Breathing, blood circulation, thermal regulation. These are the calories that you burn even if you just like laid on your bed and didn't move the entire day and did nothing. That's your basal metabolic rate. Then we have physical activity. This is any exercise that you intentionally do during the day. Your non-exercise activity thermogenesis, or NEAT, is all of the other movement that happens in a day. That's just getting up and moving from your desk, walking around, running errands, cleaning, all the random things that we do in a day that is not intentional physical activity. And the last piece is the thermic effect of food. That's the calories that we burn in order to process the food that we eat. So those four components are what make up your total daily energy expenditure. So here's where we can dig into how these calorie deficits actually work. We talk about this calories in, calories out idea, but it's just not the entire picture. Because when it comes to the calorie deficit, there are so many assumptions that we go into this process with. One of the biggest ones is that we assume that all we need to do is eat fewer calories during the day, and now we've, voila, created a calorie deficit. But this simplistic idea assumes that your total daily energy expenditure is fixed, and that is not the case. Your body is programmed to keep you alive. And from an evolutionary perspective, weight loss is not really what we're going for when it comes to survival. In addition to that, extreme calorie deficits or large calorie deficits are definitely not something that aligns with survival. Your body is a lot smarter than we give it credit for, and so it's going to compensate when you pursue these large calorie deficits. Because again, if we go back to that very basic simplistic equation, it's calories in versus calories out. And so if we wanted to lose weight quickly based on that idea, all we would have to do is create a larger deficit. So this is where we get into this place where we've suddenly gone from 2,500 calories a day to 1,200 calorie diet, is because we've bought into this idea that all we need to do is eat that much less, and the larger the deficit, the more the weight loss. And this is where we are getting it wrong. When there is a sudden drop in the availability of food, your body is going to do some hard work in order to restore balance, because it's just trying to keep you alive. And if we go back to that total daily energy expenditure and its four components, each of them can separately do different things in order to compensate for the energy loss in what you're consuming. And I could break all of those down. Maybe we can do that in a separate episode if that's something that's interesting to you. But in general, some of the most significant ways that our body will compensate is that it will divert energy. So if you are consuming a lot less calories, for example, your body will stop worrying about processes that aren't important for your immediate survival. So suddenly, there's not as much energy going to things like menstruation and digestion and immune function and cell repair, because all of your energy is being diverted to your vital organs and keeping you alive day to day. And so this is why so many people create these massive deficits, and suddenly they lose their cycle, their digestion and gut health are all messed up, they keep getting sick, and they aren't actually building muscle because they don't have the energy being given to those processes. And when we're shutting down entire systems and processes in our body, we're burning less calories. And so your basal metabolic rate in this example would drop. So the calorie deficit that you think that you're creating is actually a lot less because your body is compensating. So that's one example. Each of the processes that we talked about, so basal metabolic rate, physical activity, our NEAT, and our thermic effect of food can compensate. And so the deficit that we think that we're creating is not actually what's happening. Again, I could do an entire episode breaking that process down and how our body is compensating. And if that would be helpful, please let me know, because it is so important for us to understand that your body is not working against you, that your body is not your enemy in this process. So often we go on a weight loss or a fat loss journey and we feel so frustrated with our body because it feels like it's not cooperating with us. But in reality, it's just trying to keep you alive and well and keep you best prepared to take on the world. And so all of these compensatory mechanisms that happen in the body are designed to do just that. So again, we could totally dive into those further, but I want to dig into how we can actually create a deficit that's going to serve us instead of actually having a negative impact on our bodies. So in creating a sustainable calorie deficit, we need to remember two big pieces. We want to minimize the compensatory mechanisms that happen when we create that deficit. So we don't want to trigger our body to start to lower our basal metabolic rate or our NEAT or anything else. And we want to maximize muscle preservation, because muscle is metabolically active tissue, which means that it's contributing to your total daily energy expenditure each day. So we don't want to lose that metabolically active tissue in our bodies. And we also just want to preserve strength. So we really need to make sure that we create a deficit that is not triggering our body to start to compensate and hold on to the weight that we're trying to lose. And we also want to keep the muscle that we have when we are on a weight loss journey. That's why it's helpful to think about your journey as a fat loss journey rather than necessarily a weight loss journey. Because when we solely focus on body weight and shedding those pounds, which is, this is one of the reasons why I'm not a big fan of the scale, We will blindly create a deficit. We'll start to try and just cut weight as fast as we can. And when we find ourselves in a place where we've lost 10 pounds, for example, 5 or 6 of those pounds may be from muscle. And that is the last thing we want, because now our total daily energy expenditure has dropped. We are losing strength, and that's not helping us with our longevity or vitality as we grow older. We want to focus on fat loss, because that's going to give you the best definition. That's going to give you the toned look. That's going to maintain your strength and your functionality. There's so many benefits there. So when you think about losing weight, I want you to focus more on losing fat. So the best way to create sustainable fat loss and maintain the muscle that we have is to focus on creating small deficits, a lot smaller than we hear on social media and from some trainers and coaches out there. There's lots of extreme things that are being preached, or shreds or cleanses or whatevers. But when we look at the data from the studies that have been done on sustainable weight loss that actually lasts, when they look at participants a year, 2 years, 5 years down the line, is that the maximum deficit shouldn't be more than 10% of your maintenance intake. And that ends up being a lot smaller than most of us have been doing for a long time. So if you think of somebody who is maintaining their weight at around 2,000 calories, creating a 10% deficit means that we would only cut like 150 to 200 calories at most a day. And here's the other beauty of this that we often forget, is that when you're creating a deficit, it's not just about cutting out food from your diet. It's also about burning more calories or being more efficient with your energy burning during the day. So you don't have to create a deficit just by removing food from your diet. Because if you're someone who struggles with creating that deficit and finds yourself really hungry, maybe instead we could focus on burning some of those calories in the form of exercise and changing up your routine so that you are actually burning more throughout the day. But even so, if you really think about a 10% deficit, that is so much more attainable and approachable than it is to cut 500, 800 plus calories from your diet each day, because that process is a miserable one. It's why so many of us feel like the fat loss or weight loss journey is a miserable thing. It's because we've been taught that we have to remove all the foods that we love, and we have to change our diet dramatically, and that we have to cut out all of these calories and find ourselves hungry all the time, and, you know, rely on these tricks like drinking hot water or lemon juice or whatever in order to trick ourselves into being full. That process sucks. But a deficit of, say, 200 calories can be achieved without having to remove all the foods that you enjoy. It can be achieved while still eating a very similar size portion of your lunch or your dinner, and just making small tweaks of how much oil you use, or cutting back on the portion of rice or the sauce that you put on top, whatever it is, right? There are such small changes that you can do to actually achieve that deficit. And when it's easy, that is when it lasts. And because we are not dramatically cutting the calories that you're consuming during the day, your body is far less likely to start to kick in some of those compensatory mechanisms that lower our total daily energy expenditure. And you're likely eating enough calories that you are supporting the muscle that you have, so that you're not digging into those reserves as you go through this process. I want this to highlight that this process can actually be easy, that it doesn't have to be miserable or difficult, because that means that we can actually stick to it. The other piece that you have to remember when we're talking about creating a deficit, like a 10% deficit, is that it's not going to happen overnight. We need to change our perspective on time. Because again, we live in this society that is instant gratification based, and we're told that we can have these quick fixes and miracle pills and diets and things that will give us results overnight or within 6 weeks or whatever the promise is. But we also have a lot of research that tells us that people who lose weight rapidly are far more likely to gain that weight back quickly, and often in excess. And weight cycling is actually far more detrimental than if you just stayed at the weight that you are in this current moment. Going up and down and up and down in your weight is harmful to your metabolic health. But if we shift our focus so that instead of looking for instant gratification, we look for real results that last, we can let go of how long it's going to take to get there because we're only doing this once. That's what we're talking about when we say sustainable weight loss. That is my entire intention when it comes to the women that I work with. I'm not here to give you overnight results. If you want that, you can pay for the program online that's a 6-week shred that's going to be a miserable process. But those results are likely not going to last. It's why so many people will come to me and say, well, I did XYZ diet and it worked. I lost 20 pounds, but I gained 30 after I stopped doing the diet. So I have to get back on that diet. So many people will come to me saying that, right? Like they'll be like, I did keto and I lost 30 pounds, but then I stopped doing keto and I gained it all back. So I got to go back to being keto. No, that diet didn't work for you because you were not able to maintain it. You did not sustain the changes that you made. And so if the results didn't last, those to me are no longer real results that we should consider. We need to make an approach that is actually going to be sustainable to you for life so that when you do lose fat over time, that fat stays off so that we actually do maintain a body composition that is healthy for you. And we're doing it with a nutrition profile and with movement that also is sustainable for you. We have literally all heard the idea that slow and steady wins the race. That's also true for fat loss. It's not the sexy answer that we all want, but that is how it works. Is that if we stop trying to change everything in our lives overnight and start to chip away at small things, start to create a manageable deficit of 10% or less, that will actually slowly get the results that we're looking for. We have to let go of the idea that we're going to get quick fixes. We have to let go of the idea that this has to take a certain amount of time and realize that the key is that we need to work with our bodies instead of against them. Our body is not the enemy in this process. The enemy, honestly, is all of these false promises and quick fixes and fad diets that we have been force-fed for so long. So I want to keep this episode short and digestible for you, but if you have any questions on this topic, if you aren't sure what your maintenance calories are and what kind of deficit you should be creating for yourself, or if you want me to dig into the topics around fat loss more, shoot me a message. Let me know. Send me what's going on for you and we can figure out what a sustainable deficit actually is going to look like for you. I would love to hear from you and support you in your goals for your health. And I really hope that this episode was helpful in just shifting your perspective a little bit about what a weight loss journey can look like and how we can actually do it in a sustainable way. That deficit does not need to be nearly as large as we have been told. Small and steady is the best way for you to get those results for life. And small deficits are far more attainable for the busy nurse who is running around with like a chicken with her head cut off everywhere. You don't have time to worry about these large deficits and calculating everything and meal prepping, perfect little meals and everything else that goes into that journey. Small deficits are actually going to be achievable for you in the long run. So anyways, I could babble on about this forever. I so appreciate you guys for being here. I hope this helped to shift that perspective. And I can't wait for you guys to listen to the interview coming up on Wednesday. And if you haven't already, go back and listen to some of these interviews lately because they have just been so good. I find myself listening back because they were such fun conversations. But I appreciate you for being here. I'm going to see you on Wednesday. And if nobody else has told you, I love you. I am rooting for you. And you are doing an amazing job. Thank you so much for listening in and committing to your growth in a world that is telling you to stay small. Seriously, it means the absolute world to me. If this episode hit home for you, it would be amazing if you could share it with your friends or fellow caregivers and tag me at Ashley O Show so that I can personally thank you. That way, we can build an army of nurses, healthcare workers, and caregivers who are changing the narrative around what is possible and healing the system from the ground up. I will see you next time. I love you, and I am always rooting for you.